Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hello, thank you for joining me today. Today, I want to talk about something. This actually came from an email reply that I gave to someone from an email they sent me quite a long time ago. And I just was going through some things and I came across this and I thought, you know what, this might be good to share in a podcast episode. So someone had emailed me struggling with doubts about God's goodness, asking questions along the line of, does God really even exist? Is there really a heaven? How could he be real if he's so cruel by allowing so many terrible things to happen in this world? And I thought I would share my answer here, like I said, with you in this episode, in case it can help someone with some of the same questions. Now, I am going to call her Madeline. All right? So this is how I answered her. Madeline, when our child dies, we are such a vulnerable target for the enemy. We're confused, angry, and all the other emotions you are now very familiar with. You've probably heard me say that I had no idea that so much darkness and pain even existed or was possible. You are right. God would be very cruel if he allowed all of these horrible things to happen to some of us and is selective on who he helps and who he does not. God is in the business of redeeming and restoring what the enemy corrupts and damages. So maybe we aren't looking at it through the right eyes. We are trying to humanize God, which just isn't possible. One of the enemy's top objectives is to make us think that all of the horrible things that happen to us here on earth is God's fault and that he really isn't who he says he is. The enemy is out to do that by planting doubts in our mind, just like he did with Eve at the very beginning of time. His specialty is lying, deceiving, killing, destroying, stealing from us, and then getting us to blame God instead of him. God's specialty is restoring, redeeming, peace, loving us through our doubts, our anger, bitterness, and blaming him. Now, here is something I wrote in my book, When Tragedy Strikes. I can choose to believe there is no God, or he would have saved my child. I can choose to believe that if there is a God, he isn't good and he isn't fair, or he would have saved my child. Both of these options leave me feeling angry and empty. I have chosen a third option. There is a God. His thoughts and ways are so much higher than mine. He loves me with a perfect love, and even though I don't understand why he has allowed this to happen, I still choose to trust him with my life both here on earth and for eternity. Now, this option has brought me to a place of peace, rest, hope, and life again, even within the pain. We all know that death is a part of life. We all die at some point. And as painful as it is, some of us will have children who leave this earth ahead of us. The question is, how are we going to choose to live the rest of our lives when they are gone and there's nothing we can do to bring them back? During grief, people either move toward God or away from him. But when we move away from him, we're moving away from the one who can help us the most. God wants to walk with us through this valley of death. He wants to give us comfort. He wants to give us strength. He wants to give us hope. These are all things we desperately need. But if we choose to move away from him, we will continue to desperately need these things. This is a time to get as close to God as you possibly can. I pray you get to the point where you can choose to believe God is bigger than death, that he made a way for you to be with your child again, and that our life here for all of us is only temporary. As a guest on GPS Hope YouTube video a while back, Wayne Jacobson said, "It's like we're in the lobby and the real show is on the other side of the door behind the curtain. We're not there yet. You are on your own journey, and I'm so honored and blessed to be walking some of it with you. For me, I would go crazy if I believed Becca's life was over, that she's nothing but dust now, and I will never, ever see her again, never be able to hug her or hear her laugh. I get so much more peace from believing that God sees the big picture, that he knew the exact second Becca's heart would stop and when her last breath would be taken. And he knows that about me as well. And he put a plan in place before that ever happened so that we could be together again. He was there to meet Becca when she crossed over, and he and Becca will be there to meet me when I cross over. And it's the same for you." I know that was really short, but I do hope and pray that it helped someone listening, at least one person who's listening to this episode. Now, this is not a normal thing for me to share because it has nothing to do with GPS Hope, but it is something I'm doing on a personal level. Some of you know that my granddaughter, when she was 9 years old, started making up adventurous and creative stories about my cat, Savannah, which we acquired from my daughter, Kim, who lived with us, the cat, and traveled in the motorhome with us. And these stories were so good, I started writing them down to turn them into a children's book series. And the first book has been out for over a year. It's called Savannah Needs a Home, and it's about the kitten who gets a home from the rescue shelter. Now, some of the proceeds of the first book goes to our local rescue shelter where the real Savannah came from. We were featured, my granddaughter and I were featured on the front and second page, big spread, of our local newspaper this past August, which was pretty exciting. Now, the next book in what we're calling the Savannah's Adventure series is called Savannah's Big Surprise. And anyone who has read the early manuscript loves the surprise. And the third book in the series is called Savannah Goes Camping. Now, here's why I'm sharing this with you right now, and I know some of you have lost young children, and I do not want to cause you more pain with this. I want to be very sensitive to you as I share this because I'm talking about a children's book. So obviously, for some of you, this, you know, I'm not, you know my heart, okay? You know that I have no intention of hurting you more with this. The thing is, paying an illustrator to make the pictures in a children's book is pretty expensive. And right now, we are running a Kickstarter funding campaign allowing people to pre-order the book to help us finish covering the cost of the illustrations. And it would be great if we could bring in enough money to get the third book done because the illustrator will give us a discount to do both of the books back to back. Now, because of my taking on the assistant manager position on my job at our local Ross store, I've not had the time I should have to put into this campaign, letting people know about it to get the pre-orders we need to fund the illustrator. So, if you need Christmas gifts for kids, you have younger children, you have grandchildren, you have nieces or nephews, would you please take a look at it and then choose a reward level with pre-ordering this book? Now, along with the book itself that you can pre-order, we have different levels of rewards. And some of those rewards to say thank you are having your child's name in the book as one of Savannah's special friends. Your child could get a birthday postcard sent from Savannah and has her picture on the front, or a calendar with a different fun photo of the real Savannah each month. Now, each of these books ends with Savannah singing a little song about her newest adventure. And the song is written out, and there's a QR code that can be scanned so they can sing along with myself and my granddaughter, Elena. And Savannah even chimes in at the very end of the song with her little meow. Savannah has her own website, so if you go there, you will see on the front page a place to click to learn about this book, which will take you to where you can pre-order Savannah's Big Surprise. Now, another one of the levels is you can get both books, the first book and the second book together. Like I said, I know this has nothing to do with GPS Hope, but to be honest, I'm disappointed with myself, and I'm kind of discouraged that the second book in the series may not get off the ground and that my granddaughter's author journey is going to come to a halt. I would really love for you to consider helping me out with this. Please check it out yourself and pass it along to at least one other family that would be interested. If you've been helped by this podcast over the last few months or even years, and you appreciate the fact that I will not accept advertisements to help fund it, I really feel like this is a tangible way you can say thank you. So go to savannahsadventures.com. Savannah is spelled with one N, S-A-V-A-N-A-H-S, savannahsadventures.com. Now I'll put two links in the show notes. One is to go to the website so you can look around there and find out more about all of this, which has the button to click to pre-order a book. And I'll also put a link that will take you directly to the campaign to pre-order your book if you don't want to go to the website. And I also want to say a huge thank you to those who have listened and stuck with me through some of these recent rough transitions that I have been in. Now, I also mentioned my book, When Tragedy Strikes, and I'll put a link in the show notes for that as well if you want to know more about that book. Let's get to the birthday segment. Now, since I'm doing the podcast every other week for a while, these birthdays are going to go up through November 2nd. Pike Peterson was born on October 17th and is forever 14. Adrian Shartner was born on October 20th and is forever 22. Matthew Anthony Sulikowski was born on October 22nd and is forever 37. Miles Wolford was born on October 27th and is forever 3 weeks old. Dawson Morris was born on October 29th and is forever 19. James was born on October 30th and is forever 17 months. Cassius John Francois was born on October 30th and is forever 26. Ikaika Ewer was born on November 1st and is forever 6 years old. We do celebrate the day these children came into the world. It will always be a very special day and worth celebrating. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced on the week or two of his birthday in that segment, I would love to be able to do that for you. All you have to do is go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Just fill out the form and submit it. Also, be sure to put in the pronunciation in that spot if your child's name is sometimes mispronounced, because I want to make sure I say it correctly for you. Just submit that information, and then when your child's birthday comes up, I will announce it. And Dave will also send you an email to remind you to listen on the episode that it is announced. I am going to close out this episode by asking Dave to play a song for you. Now, I shared this with Madeline as well when I replied to her email. This is a song I wrote called Together Forever. Some of you have heard it before, some of you may not have, but I pray that it will bless you.
There was beauty here until you left, but now it's hard to find, especially through all the tears I cry. But I know that where you are, there is beauty beyond words, and I am glad for you, at least I try. A lifetime here is not enough for us to be together, so God has made a way for it to be forever. But until that day comes, I won't make it through by letting go. holding on tight to the memories I treasure. This is not goodbye, I'll see you later. There is just a bridge between us, but the toll is very high. The only way to cross it is to die. You went on ahead, there was no choice on when, and I feel left alone to wonder why. A lifetime here is not enough for us to be together, so God has made a way for it to be forever. But until that day comes, I won't make it through by letting go. But holding on tight to the memories I treasure, this is not goodbye, I'll see you later. It's time for me to pay the toll and cross that same old bridge. Those left behind may wonder why, but you and I will both be there together forever. And when it is their turn to cross, one by one they'll come join us with no more asking why. And finally we'll all be there together forever. Lifetime here is not enough for us to be together, so God has made a way for it to be forever. But until that day comes, I won't make it through by letting go. But holding on tight to the memories I treasure, this is not goodbye, I'll see you later. And you and I will both be there together forever.
If you like that song, it is out there on iTunes, Pandora, iHeartRadio, just about anywhere you play songs. Look up my name, Laura Deal, and the song Together Forever. There's actually a CD out there with several songs, so just letting you know it's there. Whatever platform you like to listen to music on. Now, I know that knowing we will see and be with our children again does not eliminate the pain of missing them. But I do hope and pray that it helps lessen the pain just a bit, even if only for a few minutes. As always, remember, there is H-O-P-E. Hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.